Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Kirk Girard, whose departmental duties have been significantly cut back due to the split up of planning from economic development, will be heading to Silicon Valley for a position with Santa Clara County. Girard notified staff yesterday afternoon by email that his final day will be June 8th, and that his next step would be to notify the Board of Supervisors. In March, the supervisors voted to create a new Department of Planning and Building, and they have been searching for a new department head, and now the search will include the need for two department heads. Reporter Dan Squire has an update on the Willits Bypass Project. Here's Dan with more.
Caltrans has issued a statement in response to the lawsuits filed against the Willits Bypass Project to build a four-lane highway around the city to ease traffic flow. Phil Frisbee of District 1 said in a statement that the recent lawsuits will not put the project on hold and that bidding is expected to begin on May 14th with a pre-bid meeting scheduled for the 13th. The statement went on to say that a two-lane bypass would not be enough to meet traffic needs and that sufficient environmental studies have shown that mitigation measures will improve the wetlands and fisheries impacted by construction. The $210 million project will ease traffic congestion in Willits and allow travelers to avoid driving through town during trips up and down the 101 corridor from the North Coast to the Bay Area.
Thanks, Dan. Sheriff's deputies arrested 46-year-old Floyd Bowen on Saturday night after responding to Redwood Memorial Hospital on a report of a stabbing victim seeking treatment. Deputies reported that Bowen and his 22-year-old son had been wrestling when Bowen stabbed his son with a broken beer bottle, causing a deep stab wound to his chest and another to his arm. Deputies learned that Bowen was also at the hospital seeking treatment for scratches to the face, and after he was treated, he was arrested, booked, in a county jail on assault with a deadly weapon charge. The College of the Redwoods Automotive Technology and Business Training Center will hold another smog technician certification program. Part of the funding comes from the Headwaters Fund. The class, which is pricey at $799, trains local mechanics in a new clean air course that meets state regulations and allows local automotive shop owners to save a lot of money by training their mechanics locally instead of sending them out of the area for the training. The class will be held from the 14th through the 19th, and for more information, contact CR's Business Training Center. More KINS News. It's after this.
Mother's Day means many things. A favorite memory or a special time alone, just the two of you. Or it could be your wife enjoying having the kids presenting crayon drawings. At the Benbow Inn, they understand Mother's Day is very personable, just like moms are. Treat mom this Mother's Day the way she deserves. Take her to the Benbow Inn. Enjoy the Mother's Day brunch or some of the unique offerings Chef Brian Hopper presents. Call now and reserve the seating that works best for your mom. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
When the state forced local cities to shut down their respective redevelopment agencies and turn over any assets to help state lawmakers close a multi-billion dollar budget gap, the cities were left scrambling. The city of Arcata voted to form a successor agency to its defunct redevelopment agency, and that committee will meet for the first time this Thursday at 8:30 a.m. in council chambers. The committee will elect a chair and a vice chair, adopt its bylaws, a conflict of interest code, and administer an oath. The agenda includes items to adopt an obligation payment schedule and receive a report for the transfer of housing responsibilities to the City of Arcata. The Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization announced that it has endorsed Supervisor Mark Lovelace in his re-election bid for the 3rd District seat. Union President Detective Steve Quinnell says in a statement that Lovelace understands the members are also moms and dads, husbands and wives, who want Humboldt County to continue to be a safe place to live, work, and raise a family. Lovelace is being challenged by Karen Brooks and is one of two incumbents facing re-election challengers. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.